The president says the talks produced no immediate results, and it may take a few weeks or a couple of months to find a solution. The president wants a 10-year, $1.5 billion deal that would raise taxes and trim billions from government programs. Ohio's two U.S. senators and members of its congressional delegation are offering different takes on the sequester cuts. Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman says a deal must be structured to inflict as little pain as possible.
I think we need to keep the same savings, but do it in a much smarter way, with a scalpel, not with a meat cleaver.
Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown says the deal needs to be balanced with tax reform.
We should make some cuts, but we also should ask the wealthy to pay a little more. We ought to say to Wall Street and the oil companies, you're not going to get your tax breaks that you've been getting.
Democratic Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur says the deal must be equal.
They're trimming more from the middle class, all right? They're trimming flesh from the middle class, while there are those that have lots of fat and they're not on the table at all.
Republican Congressman Jim Renacci says the cuts are a drop in the bucket and raising taxes alone will not help.
This 2.5%, we'll still spend more money in the federal government this year than last year. It's a cut that, again, the American family has had to make over the last couple of years. If you tax the American people 100% of their income, it still wouldn't be enough to balance our budget.
The across-the-board cuts to defense, health care, and education will have many effects on Ohio. One example is the planned furloughs of thousands of civilian employees at Defense Department facilities in Columbus and around the state.